For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Signature Select Classic Ham, shank half or whole, bone in while supplies last, just 89 cents per pound. Enjoy 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries. Buy two, get two free of equal or lesser value when you buy four. And mix and match Nabisco snack crackers, Ritz crackers, Cheetos, Doritos, Tostitos, or Sun Chips, selected varieties and sizes. Buy two, get two for free when you buy four. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Either way, the Hawks bow out. Now, I will tell you, we do have a 0.8% chance of landing the number one overall pick. As Cooper Flagg has declared, he's going in the NBA draft. He will be the number one overall pick. But with that said, we pick 13th. We get Sacramento's pick. So we get a decent pick. We'll see how that all plays out. I do not think we're getting the number one overall pick. If that happens, the basketball gods have shined down on us. Because there are so many teams that have bigger odds to get the number one overall pick. Utah has the best odds as they had the worst season.
Yeah, no, look, a lot of guys, I will say this, every time we go down this road and Day-Day's got a poll question up, and Day-Day, stirring it up, man.
What'd he say?
I think this is Day-Day's most adventurous poll question since taking on the production role of Dukes and Bell.
Okay.
Where he asked the question, should we move on from Trey?
Well, it's
quite frankly, I don't think we're getting results.
It's a valid question.
But we're asking the question today, and again, I do see a lot of positivity. A lot of folks feel, and some guys are actually defending Landry Fields. They're feeling, he might have been an idiot early on, but he was actually starting to make some good things happen late in his run.
The ethos that we want to build.
Indeed. But, still, you never recover from the DeJounte Murray trade. And look, you thought Trey – look, some guys are saying Trey's culpable. Well, yeah, Trey said to Nate, I can do it. I can work without the ball. Carl, it never worked.
No.
And then the only good thing that came from it is years later and three first-round picks later, you do get Dyson Daniels. And we love his game. But, I thought Landry Fields at the end of this day, and you say, well, had Jalen Johnson not get hurt, he's still here as your general manager? Because then the chicken and the egg. Well, you still have traded DeAndre Hunter if Jalen Johnson doesn't get hurt.
I thought we were a little soft on the ball.
Well, please, Nate.
Yeah, look, I don't know, Mike. I mean, hindsight obviously is 20/20, and the idea that Jalen doesn't get hurt puts us in a different position because what you have then is a second closer, and we didn't have that. And when you're relying on Trey, who, when he gets to the basket, is amongst the trees and has a difficult time sometimes getting those shots off. Facts. You don't have a bigger guy like Jalen who can just muscle his way to the basket, Mike, and then elevate over guys, which is what we've seen from other stars that are bigger. So that is true. I do think that is probably the circumstance that we would have had, which is you get another closer. This probably looks different. I've said all along, I think we're a top five or six team in the East if he stayed healthy. But the other part of this is, again, where are you going? And why is it, as you've mentioned, and I think it's really the most important thing you have to look at here. How did these other teams all of a sudden get so much better than we did? In the same amount of time, it's not as if these teams went out and spent and brought in their version of the big three. Cleveland, just think about this. Cleveland, when we beat them a few years ago, everybody wanted them to trade Darius Garland and Evan Mobley. They didn't. Garland is 24, Mobley's 22 now, and they may be the best team in the league. The only thing they did, Mike, is they stayed the course, and then they went out and acquired, obviously, Donovan Mitchell in a trade. But my point is, this is not going out and getting the version of your big two or three They just stayed and continued to build, and they got the right guys. And I look around the league. The Celtics, those are all drafted guys.
Right. I mean, you mentioned Oklahoma City. We've talked about –
drafted.
For instance, Detroit, okay? Detroit, I mean, Cade Cunningham matured. You know, we know whatever you want to say, 3 years, 4 years, yep. 5 years, 6 years, whatever it is. But, you know, and they also augmented that roster with some worker bees, you know? Guys like Malik Beasley, guys like bringing in Schroeder in a trade. Just they got a nice piece of – that team was below us. That team was one of the worst teams in the conference, if not the entire NBA. And 3 years later, we're looking up at them. So that's why Landry Fields is gone. But at the end of the day, Landry Fields made this decision because, and again, how much of this was wrestler's kid and his cabal of analytics people or guys who fancy themselves as NBA experts? But you had a best of seven series. The Hawks lost to the number one seed, the Heat, in five. Trey got double teamed. So how do you fix that? Well, get some better athletes around him. No, let's take Trey off the ball. And then he's never going to sign off on it.
Yeah.
And that's why Travis Schlenk said, I can't do this. Travis, remember, it was a slow burn. Travis was kicked upstairs, I think, before that move was made, but he was never going to sign off on it. Landry Fields and his guys did. It was a huge mistake, and we're still paying the price. And now we're stuck in this, we're sub 500 for 3 years in a row.
Yeah. And by the way, if DeJounte was here, we wouldn't have been any better.
No.
Matter of fact, I think we would have been worse.
And he was not an elite defender. Remember, we thought he was a better defender on the trade at the time, and he wasn't.
No. Dyson is a way better defender, and we now know that as he's up for Defensive Player of the Year and Most Improved Player as well. As we talk about the Hawks, guys, that news dropping today, and again, it changes the direction of this franchise. I actually think it's a good thing. I'm not saying Landry getting fired. I don't wish that upon anybody. But the fact that the owner and maybe the folks who made this decision, you know, that were saying, hey, this is what we need to do, this vision's got to be bigger than just, okay, year to year, we're okay. Dude. How do you create the interest and the buzz, Mike, that you once had about this team a few years ago? And you said it. We just didn't build on it. So
right.
I think this could be a good thing. And I said earlier, big vision. All right? It goes beyond Trey. And the reason why Trey is the centerpiece here is because there's nobody else on your team that you're about to pay $229 million to, or for that matter, potentially $345 million
yes.
to. That's why he is the centerpiece of this discussion. So when you say, oh, Dukes and Bell, you're picking on Trey – I've defended Trey all year long. I think he's matured. I think he's had a really good year. But I also am a realist, Mike, when I look at these other teams that are in front of us and I see how they're winning and I see how they've been constructed. We're not there.
No. I mean, we've blown it. We debated. Carl and I were just talking off the air, and I was talking to a couple of listeners today. Follow us. Carl's put him up. C. Dukes. I'm Mike Bell, ATL. You know, when Jalen Johnson gets hurt, do you side? I mean, look, I get it. The market for Hunter would never be any higher than it was. Did he have a basket, by the way, for Cleveland yesterday? Did he even score?
Oh, I don't even know.
I don't think he did anything. I had to look it up. But if you go back and look at, okay, so now you get Caris LeVert in here. Are you going to re-sign Caris LeVert in the offseason? Is he going to be part of how you spend that $40 million we've got? Because otherwise, it's the same difference as Al Horford walking away all those years ago. If you don't turn it into something, a net positive, right?
Well,
for your roster.
Yes. I think LeVert, and that's going to be a reasonable deal. I do. I feel like that's not going to break the bank. But I also think, again, what free agents you potentially attract to come here, and again, just not to spend the spin. We always talk about this, but it's about putting those right pieces around him. But everybody is talking about the core. You're right, Mike. We've talked about this for the last few years. When Trey was 21 or 22 years old, and we went to the Eastern Conference Finals, everybody said, they're so young! Oh, they're so young! We haven't done Jack since. So now everybody hits me up, and they say, well, Zach's only 22 or 20, and Dyson's 22, and, you know, Double O's only 24. Well, this is a young core. Jalen's 23. We got a young core. We've been talking about this young core, but we don't see the results.
Well, that's just it. Now, I mean, yes, Jalen Johnson is – now, some would say an injury is an injury. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. If it was a chronic knee injury or an ankle thing you're worried about, it's an upper leg. It was an arm.
Arm.
Or shoulder.
Right.
So you're hoping that he bounces back. But, guys, he's missed a ton of whatever. You joked around a cut. It was 2 years ago. Man, get some sneakers that fit because he rolls an ankle.
Yeah, kept spraining his ankle.
So, I mean, you got to stay on the floor. So, yes, you could argue we have a yes, young. The young Nukas isn't producing. We just lost again in the play-in. The Miami team that was a lot worse than us beat us at home here. I didn't think Trey had a – now, Trey, statistically, if you looked at it, I thought you could say, well, he had decent numbers. I think Trey was particularly good in both playoff games this year.
No,
Mike. At times, he was very sluggish in the first half, I thought, at times in both games.
You kept saying as we watched that game, and we have this text going on between us, and early in the game, Mike's like, where's Trey? Meaning – this is the playoffs.
Let's go show time, right? Baby.
And I wasn't responding because the way the game started, I was so frustrated. I was hot. Like, they're playing like crap. This is typical. People are going to kill our team again. Here we are in a moment where we're not going to show up. And I'm not responding. Mike's continuing to text, where's Trey? Right? So we get to the second half, and literally they're down 17, and I'm like, I'm not going to say anything.
Right.
Mike, where's Trey? Finally, he starts to come alive.
Right.
And again, we battle back from 17. But to your point, here's the thing, man. I mean, like, statistically, this is the thing. Most guys look at the box score, if you do, and you look at points, you look at assists, you look at rebounds, and you see the numbers. 29-11, he had a really good game. He was 9 for 22. He took 22 shots. He was not on in that game.
No.
Now, he found it, but even the free throws, Mike, where Trey usually goes to the free throw line, he was 7 of 8. He does get a lot of points there, and I've said Trey is good for at least 10 points from the line on any given night.
Right.
So, you know, 8 of the 29 were at the free throw line. Okay, so then he had 20, and the most critical bucket was the layup to put it in overtime, right, with 1.3 seconds left. That was a great bucket, closer moment, great job. But then in the overtime, they just completely fell apart. And he couldn't do anything either in the overtime.
Now, the good news is we will have the minivan here next year. George Niang has got one more year on his contract, 25-26. And we had him on the show the other day. Great dude. He was big. He came up with some big buckets. Now, he was really struggling with his three-point shot.
Yes.
He was just 2 of 7, unfortunately. But he finished with 20. LeVert with 15. He had a couple of big threes. But the thing is, and this is where, when you guys want to talk about our young core and you want to use that as a selling point, we can't have it both ways at Reece Hoshea. I praise Reece Hoshea. You and I do all the time on the show. He was awful against the Magic. He was awful.
He was.
In this game. So, I mean, take it and chalk it up to his first playoff experience, albeit play-in game. Okongwu was the man. That's why I said moving forward, if you want to say, hey, let's make it just Okongwu, you're the four, right? We'll go get some big rim protector. And that's a nice piece, okay? Reece Hoshea, you got Jalen Johnson, Dyson, Trey. I can work with that, right? And then we got some good pieces off the bench with Caris LeVert, presumably he's re-signed, and George Niang. Okay, but guys got to stay healthy, and how are we going to spend that extra loot?
I don't know. I'll tell you this.
And what is the vision of this? And does a new general manager come in and say to Wrestler, guys, we can't win with Trey?
Yes, he does.
I'm just saying.
Check that. He evaluates whether that is the decision, but if he has to say it, Mike, he has to say it. Like, I do think that's something they're going to have to talk about. But I was going to say, like, for example, we talk about Landry Fields. V. Krejci was basically on a two-way contract, which is allowing him to play at the G League and then when they needed him to come up. And then they signed V. Krejci, Mike. Now, it's not big money, but it's a four-year, $6.3 million deal, partially guaranteed contract. Great. Under the circumstances, they needed, you know, a guy that can handle the ball and a bigger body. V. Krejci's not – that shouldn't be a part of your bench rotation. I'm just telling you.
Right.
Like,
no, that's not a guy who's going to win you a playoff game.
No, and Mike, he didn't do anything. He didn't have any points in 8 minutes of the other night.
By the way, DeAndre Hunter had no points for the Cavs yesterday.
Well, I told you, they got a bunch of guys that do what he does.
Luckily we got that trade. But getting back to the big picture, Veet is just a dude.
He's just a dude. And that's my point. Yeah. Like, Veet, the 12th or 15th guy on the bench, is a different deal than Veet being the sixth man off the bench. Like, that is not going to help us get to where we need to be.
And Mogay played 15 minutes. He technically was a starter in this game. And as
we
said, the size of Adebayo, you know, we talked about, I mean, Bam Adebayo, and we talked about, you know, some of the – by the way, I mentioned that Khalil Ware had 12 points, had a couple of big boards. Mm-hmm. So I just –
But Mogay is a guy that should be giving you 8 to 10 minutes off the bench, not starter.
No, not a starter.
And that's those are the things, though. You got to come in, whoever the general manager is, he's got to come in and understand, and he will, fix this part of the roster, and then how do you supplement around what you have in Dyson and Jalen, and you said it, 00 and Trey, if Trey is still going to be here. And by the way, Trey's under contract. Let me be clear about this because some people heard me earlier, and they were like, he's leaving after next season.
He's got an opt-out.
He's under contract through next year. But if they don't, and he's eligible to sign a four-year, $229 million extension. But if they don't, and they say, we're just going to wait, Trey basically at the end of next June, right, you're either signing him or he says, hey, I'm gonna opt out. And again,
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find The Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why wouldn't you opt out when you know you can make more?